by the time I get out of here after the press conference, shower, get all my stuff together, get back to the office, then get home. It's usually a little bit later than most. But then I go in, I make small talk with friends and family in the kitchen for about 13 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell everybody I'm going down the basement. I'm not trying to be antisocial, but I want to go down the basement and watch games. And if they want to come down, great. But like, don't they all know not to come down and start peppering me with questions. And then I sit sometimes in my boxers and T-shirt and watch games and try to relax and enjoy it. I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for. It was a long one. I apologize for the visual of me sitting on my boxers in my basement, but that's usually what it looks like.
And no one laughed.
No, not one person.
It's just dead silence in the Penn State press conference room. Meanwhile, I listened to the Rich Rodriguez radio show the other day, and Tony Caridi asked him what he does to unwind after wins. He said, I watch the games, but I usually wind up feeling bad for the losing coach, that poor bastard. Because I know how hard a week it's going to be for the guy that loses. James Franklin's sitting in his basement wearing boxers watching ball.
Yep.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. That's what I do.
I just feel like if I
sometimes
was a head
the
coach,
blankie. Go ahead.
If I was a head coach, like I don't know if I would want to watch football anymore. After a game, I get home, I'd probably put on a movie.
I'll tell you this, if I feel like I've had a bad radio show, I ain't listening to the radio the rest of the day.
Mm-mm.
To feel worse about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I feel like I've sucked, I'm not turning Starkey on to be like, oh man, that's a really nuanced take. Wish I thought of that.
Or like your day off. Like if we had Monday off, like I'm not turning on the radio.
Right. When you and Bostic are on and I'm out, you guys do a great job. People probably prefer it be that way. I can't listen because I'm off.
Right.
I'm with you on that.
You know, like I'm going to decompress. I want to get away from it. Like if I was a coach, I probably would not watch other games. Like I'm not going to put on Hawaii. You know, like I'm not. Maybe a big game. I bet you James Franklin, like if Pitt plays at night and like they don't play, I bet you he puts on Pitt games. So.
You think he's watching Pitt?
Yeah. If they're not playing.
I can see that.
Probably taking his boxers off and throwing it at the TV.
Now that's a visual. I could see Narduzzi pounding a couple pops.
Yeah.
Putting his feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe listening to some Metallica or something.
Yeah, listen to some music.
Mm-hmm.
Decompress. Maybe have a cigar.
Oh,
on the
yeah.
porch.
I think there's probably nothing better as a college football coach than winning a game. Probably a noon kick.
Noon kick, yes.
A noon kick. And yeah, you might watch some film, but the few hours after that, after you've left your team, just be like, man, when it's hard, dude.
It is.
When it's hard, you like, know.
Like whenever we're coming home, you know, we're on the team plane from, an away game, like those coaches, they got the iPads out.
Yeah.
Out. Like if that were me, I'm like, I am closing my eyes and I'm going to decompress and then I'll get back to the film.
Yeah, because what's it about? You want to win a game. You got to be able to enjoy a win. Not for long. You don't have much time. But for a little bit. Because it's damn hard. And when you lose, the outside noise is louder than the celebration is when you win. So you might as well take some solace in that victory, man. I'm getting a little philosophical here.
Mm-hmm.
Me in my basement with my candles and my boxer briefs.
Boxers.
Wear it with a blankie.
Watch some games.
I got a WVU blankie. Put it on. It's a little chilly in my basement. We have vents out the wazoo.
You have WVU boxers?
I used to. My wife thought that was a little much.
Yeah.
I actually agree with her on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I just got the flying WV tattooed on my cheek.